Now, Elizabeth O'Dunsey and her four children, and Yabo Nuanz and her two children, came to Ireland 4 years ago. Yabo and Elizabeth have been attending a VITAS course. Now, VITAS is a vocational training opportunity scheme under the aegis of the Westmeath County Vocational Education Committee. They had completed their first year exams successfully with distinction and were planning to do their final year exams in the next month. The children have been attending schools in Athlone. Elizabeth's children are the youngest 5-year-old boy, Bolu. The next youngest would be Sigon, 11 years old, a 14-year-old boy, Junior, and a 17-year-old, almost 18, daughter, Ioa. All of those children have been attending school, different schools in Athlone. Yabo has two children, Israel, a 5-year-old, and Emmanuel, 8 years old. The situation right now is that Yabo and her son Israel, Elizabeth and her 5-year-old boy Bolu, were deported in the early hours of Tuesday morning, the 15th of March. They reported to the Garda barracks in Athlone, and I might add that the Garda in Athlone have been most helpful and very well respected in the community. The two ladies and their 5-year-olds reported to the Garda station in Athlone, and they thought it was just a routine check as to their whereabouts and that they were still there in Athlone. I was talking to them prior to that, and they were thrilled that they hadn't come up to the Immigration Bureau, and the fact they had to appear in Athlone, they felt that it was just, as I said, a routine check. Now, the older children were attending school on that particular day, so they were brought back home to their own houses to collect their belongings, and the Immigration Bureau personnel were looking for the other children. Now, the other children hadn't returned home from school, and as I understand, the time was moving on and they had to leave for Dublin Airport for deportation. And now we have a situation where we have two mothers with their 5-year-old children in very difficult circumstances and in a very difficult situation on the outskirts of Lagos, and the remaining children are left here in Ireland. Now, I've known them over the years, and a lot of other people in Athlone have come to know them and treasured both families as friends. The fact they have been here living in Athlone for 4 years, Athlone has been their home. They had to leave Nigeria originally because of serious threats to their lives. There's huge support in Athlone. Within 24 hours, and this was prior to the demonstration here in Dublin outside the Dáil on last Wednesday week, and within 24 hours there were almost 4,200 signatures, people who signed petitions, that were handed into the minister's office. Well, certainly in Athlone we welcome Conley's return to Palmerstown and to his friends and schoolmates in Palmerstown. Now, I know the minister has said that he's not prepared to do any further U-turns, but I think he must be made aware of the circumstances. We have people here involved, human beings, who are prepared to contribute to, and have been contributing to, the communities they've been living in, are part and parcel of life in Athlone. Now, if I may just make one point, the 5-year-old boys, they were literally babies, just a little over a year old when they came from Nigeria in 2001. Bolu, the 5-year-old boy, son of Elizabeth, was pleading with me on the phone yesterday. Could he please, please come back home to Athlone, his home, the only place that he knows of. And we appeal to the minister to bring some compassion into this. And the campaign is escalating and will continue to escalate. There'll be a massive demonstration in Athlone in about a fortnight's time. The exact date has to be confirmed, but more than likely this day fortnight. That will be confirmed in Athlone this weekend. We also appeal to the Taoiseach. The Taoiseach met Elizabeth and Yabo in 2002 when he visited the Dean Kelly National School in Athlone. And he welcomed them to Ireland and said he was glad to meet them. But Elizabeth and Yabo asked the Taoiseach then, would he try and do something about their application for citizenship in Ireland. But I know the Taoiseach could only say that he'd look into the matter. But we appealed to the Taoiseach because both ladies were very impressed with the warmth and the hospitality of the Taoiseach, and they appreciated that. They treasure the photograph of both of them with the Taoiseach. And we appeal to the Taoiseach as well to discuss the matter again with the Minister, Michael McDowell. And I might say we have no axe to grind with either the Minister or the Taoiseach. We know they have jobs to do, but we're pleading with them. And when I say we, I'm talking about the vast majority of the people of Athlone want those two families back in Athlone and that their mothers would be reunited. We're certainly leaving no stone unturned, and as long as it takes, this campaign will continue indefinitely.